Let me see. I think that's recording.
We look way closer than we.
Here's another wee tip. I'm going to try and not touch that fucking bottom bit. Just grip it like a big fat cock.
This is the most phallic looking thing. We need to wrap these in camo or something to man them up a small bit.
I might tape it to my face like fucking like Madonna. Mm. Just the fattest Madonna thing. So guys, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Gender Banter Podcast. We usually do this as a swap cast. As my guest today is Tom the Bear O'Mahony.
Hiya.
We're back in Laverys.
Oh yeah.
And even though this is probably a lot quieter than any time we've done a podcast before, still loud as fuck, because the fridges are loud.
Fucking
someone's down the back.
Somebody
there
taking the fucking exhaust off that fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, oh, this fucking sounds like a chippy van.
It's got a fucking tin of coke and it spokes that fucking thing. Just, I don't know what it is about this place. Like the weather's been, you know, you can feel the weather dip a wee bit at this time of year.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit colder. So I put a hoodie on today and I'm sweating my bollocks off.
I know, I wore kind of a wool style fucking shirt and two of us came up the stairs like two old men, just gassed out, just going, well, fuck.
I don't know what the crack. It might just be this. They redecorated Laverys a while ago and it looks like a fucking sauna. It really does look like the inside of a sauna.
Yeah, it's got that kind of,
I think it holds the heat like a sauna also.
They probably fucking insulated it too. It'll be great by December, but right now it's sweaty ball syndrome.
Hmm. I've come in here in the summer and the aircon's been on and I'm like, why is that on? They're like, oh, we just get told to put it on to heat the room for all the people coming in. And you're like,
what?
30 seconds of farting and fucking coughing on each other.
We're above a busy pub.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fucking grand.
It's fucking roasted. I mean, if the doors open in the winter, the wind will just howl through the fucking thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
But sure, fuck it. How jealous were you when I showed you that picture of the bacon that I got
what
there?
What the fuck? I can't believe you didn't bring me in an old packet of rashers. That's right up my street.
But do you know what the thing is? Because I forgot the t-shirt, I wanted to give you a t-shirt as well. I may well just send you like a care package, you know, like bacon and t-shirts.
You know what? I'm actually back up here in 2 weeks' time with, I'm dropping a car up for a fella. And we'll go for a spin in a Ferrari. What do you think about that now? Vlog the fuck out
but
of
I,
that.
Are you coming to Belfast? Or,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
Live
well,
Belfast.
Lisburn. Yeah, but I'll have a morning to burn, like.
Yeah.
Full tank of petrol.
Yeah. What day is it?
Whatever day I want.
Is it next week? Because I just remembered I'm going to fucking...
No, it'll be the following week.
Because I'm away. I'm doing like a Euro trip.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Maureen are going over to meet her sister, who goes out with a Dutch dude in his hometown. And then we're going to just fucking go to like Belgium and Germany and all that shit.
Fucking... Where are you going to Belgium?
I don't know. I don't know where the...
Don't bother with Antwerp. It's zero crack.
It's one of the few trips where I'm very happy that I'm not organising it. And we just get to turn up and get in the camper van and fucking party.
Oh, fucking class.
They send photos of, you know, those beers that are like, it looks like it's, do you ever see those wooden stands that you would do like press ups on?
Yeah.
It's like that, but they've hollowed it out and they've got a big fucking like measuring jug thing of
I
beer
love,
in the middle.
I love effort like that. That's effort gone to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And just, I mean, Europeans either, they put like, they give you like the little beer because they're like, you don't want it to get cold or you want to get warm, or they give you like a gallon and a half of fucking beer that you'll never finish.
That's their fucking thing. I got turned upside down in fucking Antwerp after a gig. This guy was like, hey, would you like a beer? And I was like, do you know what? I won't. He goes, go on, just be rude. I went, okay, I will. So I'll have that simplistic looking one there with a gnome on the front of it. It looked happy. It looked like it wasn't, because the night before I had drank some serious fucking diesel.
Yeah.
And this fucking thing turned out to be 14%. Yeah, I'll have 2 pints of that. Thank you very much.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.
No one gives you, it's just beer. You just drink the beer.
Yes.
The good thing about Europeans are they have no concept of the round. So like, I remember being in Holland there and I was like, can I get you a beer? And the guy was like, why? I was like, I don't know, I was just getting a bunch of beers. And he's like, but I have a beer. And I was like, all right, man, fuck off.
You made it fucking weird. Yeah. Yeah, thanks very much for making it weird.
Just say yes. That's what happens.
Yeah,
didn't get it at all.
The thing about the Antwerpians, they're fucking the most rich white fuckers.
Oh yeah,
I for some reason they had a comedy club there. I don't know what reason, because they did not enjoy themselves.
We didn't gigging over there.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I had to do a 45-minute set. To be, this Russian guy was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he'd lived there lived in.
How's it going?
And he says, "I'll do about 5 minutes." He says, "Before I bring you up, the cunt, he died so hard." At 39 seconds in, he was like, just welcome to the stage, Tom. That was it. Yeah. So
and
I had to go
out the back having a piss?
Quite literally out the back having a piss. Had to fucking peg it, fucking cock nearly hanging out the whole lot. Ran on stage. And by the time, I was running past the front of these people. And by the time I even got there, I went, ah, for fuck's sake, this is some fucking way. There was a piano on the stage, and I just started playing it. I can't play the piano, but I just started playing it because I knew
this is going to be this is fucking shit show.
I may as well try and enjoy myself as best I can because this is going to be a shit show.
Yeah, I've had gigs like that where I'll just look at the one, you know, the few people I arrived there with, and just be like, this is just us now.
Oh no, there was nobody.
Because this is a fucking disaster over here.
They weren't being rude. They were just sitting absolutely silent, looking straight forward.
Fuck.
And like, I'd been in Brussels the night before, so I had brought my speech down, slowed way down for them. So it wasn't that they were hearing everything I was saying, but they were going, yes.
But so, do you know what?
Yes.
Comedy around the world is weird because, the westernized version of it is jokes and bits and material, yeah, and you're aware of like the social commentary and all that shit. There's some places that you think are sophisticated where it's like the guy's like boink, you know, like
yeah
slips on a fucking banana skin, yeah, and all these Japanese guys are like, fuck me, that's hilarious.
But sure, they in China,
probably not in that accent, but you know.
How good would it be to have it in that fucking accent?
That's hilarious, man.
Oh, now this is going to sound totally racist, right?
But I did
an ad last week for a drinks company, right? We were on set, and there was a chap that was chatting to him. He was talking about where he lives in Swords in Dublin. He says there's a Chinese, he was the first Chinese guard.
But oh, yeah?
Thick Dublin accent.
That sounds like a movie.
And what was hilarious was this dude was black and he did a Dublin
The Last
accent.
Samurai, the first guard. Yeah. It's as good as written.
Tom Cruise fucking did his bit.
Tom Cruise plays both.
With a Chinese accent as well. But your man apparently has a strong Dublin accent, and this black chap was kind of going, oh, it's fucking hilarious, man, you should hear him, big fucking take Dublin. And I went, what?
Yeah,
I don't want to. Well, I definitely didn't say kettles and pots and none of that.
Yeah,
like I didn't. But I went, but you're. And he wasn't. I was hoping he was going to finish the sentence for me. Go, I know what you're saying. He fucking didn't. So now, yeah, I'm 2 feet into it, going, how do I back out of the sentence?
Yeah.
And thank fuck, they went, Tom, can we have you on set, please? I'll be back in a second.
And you just, out of existence.
Oh! But lo and behold, by total freak of nature, they had guards on the street hired to stop traffic during scenes. And one of the guards was an Asian cop, Asian guard. But I went, is that your man that you were talking about? I don't think so. I went, he goes, they all. I says, don't you fucking say it. Don't you fucking say
they
it.
They all look the same.
I was walking past him, and I swear to God, he's got a whole full shooting gallery on, and it wasn't him because, as he'd said, your man had a Dublin accent, the other fella. This guy, I swear to God, he was like, where you want to go? Oh my God, he couldn't have been more fucking Asian.
Yeah.
But wearing a guard, I would love to just get pulled over by him. Gone.
And he wasn't a real guard, he was an actor, or no, he was a real cop.
Guard, yeah,
fuck's
yeah.
Sick.
But they'd hired the cops for the day, basically, to stop traffic.
Yeah.
And this guy was going, what I wanted, oh my God, I would give anything to be pulled over by him, and he would just give me all the Garda lines, like, you know what I mean?
I love that shit.
How fast you think you are going? You know what I mean? Lean on the roof and everything, on the car, like, I go, where are you walking? Would a body go if I fetch the car?
The front right tire has a baldy spot.
You're running on green diesel, Colchi, huh? Banging on the roof.
Today we are dipping for red.
We are dipping for lead. Dipping for lead.
I fucking...
lead diesel.
It's so fucking... Oh, so do you know what?
Thank God all our listeners are white.
I know, but do you know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, if you know, you'd get it worse than I would, but if you go to fucking London, straight away it's like, oh, do, potato, oh, you fucking God. Patty cunt.
Oh my. Do you know what? They not so much in London, right, I find, because in London they're so PC, they shit the bed. Yeah. They kind of shit the bed. The rest of the UK, yeah. Because they feel fucking kind of disenfranchised themselves from London. But in London, because they're so, and especially when you play in places like Shoreditch, which is so hipster,
yeah,
they're frightened of everything that isn't white, and British white. You know what I mean? So you can go up there, and essentially it's like being a black chap in the 70s in America. It's like being Richard fucking Pryor. You can just hammer the English, and they go, I know. We were terrible. Yes. You know, but anywhere else, and they go, top of the fucking morning, you cunt.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say that in my all my fucking days.
I've lost my front bit of the microphone. Yeah, no, it's never there.
Me and Mickey did the live podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah. How did it go?
Mandela. It was class, but it was fucking chaos. Like,
was it?
It just anything we had planned just went out the fucking window.
How many appearances at that big giant cock?
On the night,
yeah,
it was there, start to finish. It's a mascot.
It's just perpetual there. Fucking cock.
The general boner. But this guy, just in the same sort of thing as that, like, we said something about Newry, or we're talking something about Newry or Larne, one of the two shitholes. And I just heard fuck Newry, and I get, you know, you can see a good bit in there, and I was like, was that you? The guy's full blown like Pakistani or something. And I could feel myself. Thank God Mickey started talking, because I was about to be like, you don't get a fucking But then Mickey started talking, I was like, I'll just leave that one.
And I
mean, the guy's you know, from here, because he was like, fuck Harry, but I'd have seen him, and I was like, what the?
Yeah, right enough. You're well done, fuck you, Nuri is right.
Yeah.
But we did, was I telling you about where we stayed for your wedding?
Yeah.
Your man, the food options the night before.
Did you tell me on a podcast? Or?
No, I don't think I've probably seen you since then, have I? Since the wedding? I don't think I have.
No, I know what it was. Maureen's ma, they were like looking after their granddad. He's like a fucking 90, deep in the 90s. So they have to do like night shift at their house, and she ended up on your podcast and heard you talking about it, and then had told everybody, and everyone fucking went and listened to it. And then Dave talked about staying in that fucking place.
Yeah, I met Dave the next morning. Yeah, he was going for fucking guzzling pints, the bastard.
It was him talking about, like, he booked a taxi and the taxi was early, and he was having a shite, and Catherine was like shouting at him up the stairs. And he's like, I'm trying to put my fucking like cuffs and cuffs like cufflinks and all back on. He goes, I'm trying not to get shite in my cuffs. It's like, but no, go ahead, tell me about the thing, because that's hilarious.
Because we landed on that night, it had a little sticker. It was on that square in that village, and it had a little sticker on the door of the B&B, and it said, before six. I'm doing it in an accent, even though it's fucking written. But it was before six, called to the fucking antique shop. After six, called to the pub.
I know exactly what we were talking about.
And we went down to the pub, and there was your man smoking a fag at the door. He goes, how you? And he knew it was us. You know, it wasn't like, you know, a 3,000 fucking bedroom Vegas hotel or whatever. We got down there and he's like, you having a pint? I said, we might drop in the suitcases first. He went, fuck that. It's like, no, really, I'm going to chuck in the suitcases first before I can enjoy a drink. He went, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
The band have just arrived. And it was your band as well had just arrived in the fucking door. We're coming in the door. And he was like, come on, the fuck. These people want drinking music.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah, right, okay, fair enough. So we're in, and we're having a pint. And I said, man, we need to drop the suitcase up, and I need to get something to eat. And he goes, what are you after? I
was like, was this the night before?
Yeah, this is like 9:30. I went, what's available? Like, a sandwich would have done, like.
Yeah.
And he says, well, wait till you hear this shit. He says, down the road, there's our chippy. I went, lovely. Yonder, there's, fuck, what's over there? There's a chinky over there. I went, well, that's okay. We're deep in the country now.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says, and there's some other shit. What's that shit over there? And your man was Vietnamese or something. And he was like, I'm not, there is no fucking way there's Vietnamese across over there. But we did pass, and it was one of those fusion places that would cook anything. And if they called it Vietnamese.
Well, I'll tell you something. Here's an insider fact that Begley told me. The family that own the Chinese are Vietnamese.
By Jesus.
And I think it's just a case of, it'd be like if we went to fucking, you know, Ho Chi Minh City, and we're like, we're going to cook Scottish food. And then you're from Ireland. Who gives a fuck? But you know what I mean? Who gives a fuck over here?
I was speaking to a guy. He's a mechanic, a Chinese guy. And he has a takeaway, but he was saying a world of people that...
Are Chinese mechanic and the Chinese guard all going to gang up and just have the fucking Asian Avengers?
But what's hilarious is he only works on Japanese cars. There you go.
Rice rockets.
But he was saying that the world of Indonesians just are passing themselves off as Chinese. I was like, wouldn't you think there's enough Chinese out there to be the only Chinese?
Yeah. And there's a lot of places where the Chinese kind of, you know, like Vietnam, if you, like only because of her, only because I know people teach English over there. If a kid's got like a Chinese parent, they're like, "Aha, it's Chinese!" Like they fucking they make fun of him for being Chinese because he's not a purebred Vietnamese.
Did you have any? Because do you know?
And they're so the Asians are so racist to each other.
Are they?
Oh, there's a very defined like hierarchy.
If it matches anything like their queuing system, which you explained to me one time, which doesn't fucking exist at all. We talked about this, and it only just happened the other day. An Asian old lady went to cut me off on a footpath. And I went,
took her out by the ankles.
Nah, to fucking hope. Elbow up, going, walk into that, you old cunt.
Yeah.
Walk into that, you old cunt. But she didn't have a problem with it. You could see by her. She was like, fair game. Fair game.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, rightly, when you're over there, it's not a rudeness thing.
No.
Because I'm standing over this guy. Like, you would never fucking barge in front of me. To be a cunt.
Yeah.
It's just the way they do it. Because I would just fucking grab you by the face and just fucking throw you at a wall.
I suppose they have less time on their hands, don't they? Because there's fucking so many of them.
Well, it's just, no one gives a fuck. There's just so many people. I think you just look after your family and that's it.
Yeah.
You just don't give a shit. fucking falls off their motorbike in front of you and you're just, kicking, see you later.
Also, we found out the entire history of everybody that lives in your neighborhood from our taxi driver. I wasn't even fully sure. I spoke to a bloke called Tom who had the taxi. And he says, yeah, I'll be over for you half an hour. I says, great stuff, Tom. And this woman arrived on. She pulls up, just smiling, with huge amount of teeth.
Yeah.
She's about 72 teeth.
Like a shark.
And she's just smiling. I went, all right, are you a taxi by any chance? She went, hey, Tom. I went, taxi driver Tom or me, Tom? She went, Tom? I went, oh, grand. This woman doesn't speak English. Great. So, well, fuck me, was I wrong. She had everybody that was related to Maureen. She had everybody's business in the fucking area. She knew, oh my good, and told us all.
Oh yeah, people
see her in there, divorced, over there. See her?
Yeah.
You
know, they're nosy cunts, like, and there's no the staring. There's no shame in this. The just prolonged
or the country stare.
Yeah. We're like, and obviously down where we live, this is probably giving it away slightly, which I hate doing. They play road bowls. They do that fucking shit.
They do that shit in Cork too.
Yeah, the only two places.
Yeah.
Where they're the most retarded of all people. And they fucking... they play this stupid fucking game. And there's time, and they just don't get off the road. And they're supposed to put up signs and, you know, make...
They play it any day of the week or is it just
Sundays? Just Sunday. But if you weren't from that area...
And did the travellers join in?
Nah. Although saying that, there was a large sort of postage box... stolen from Maureen's parents' house today by a couple of boys in a pickup.
What's it made of? Was it a cast iron one?
You know, like a fucking, what do you call that? You know, that sort of like steel plate with the like three little marks that way and then three that way and then three.
Oh, checker plate.
Yeah, checker plate.
Oh, that's good. That's stainless steel. They got a ton of money for that.
Yeah, so they just fucking reversed into it and knocked it off the bolts and then threw it in the thing.
Fucking hell. That's why you got to put the signs out. You will be shot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You will be shot.
But it's either them or the fucking road bowler. Like you pull up. And they're supposed to have a sign out, and you try to drive past them, and they're just like staring at you. And there's times I've with the
oh, you're the cunt. You are the cunt.
But there's times I've, you know, had the fucking windows up in the car and drove past and get out of the fucking way. And there's no way they couldn't hurt me.
Yeah, of course. But you may as well be shouting at a fucking cow.
Like I've nearly
they don't give a bollocks.
Hit people on the arse with the wing mirror. You know what I mean?
They don't give a fuck. No, they don't give a fuck.
And do you know what? They do die.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
There was someone got killed. There was one of the guys. He wasn't actually doing that, but he was like, he was fucking strimming a hedge or something on a bend, and someone hit him.
There you go.
No, he was power washing with a hose and just
got
fucking wiped out.
But real, you know, real country, like as around your way and around where my cousins live in Wicklow, it's quite a similar style place. They fucking hammer it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And all it takes is someone who doesn't live there glancing at a fucking sat nav.
Yeah.
And
just
winging around a corner and hitting someone, like,
but those road fucking bowlers, like, we were driving. I was calling out to a mate of mine, and they dropped like one hit the car so hard, it dropped the fucking rad out of it.
Yeah,
and this is an old fucking Hilux I was driving. Like, you shouldn't be able to kill this thing. Like, fuck me, your man pegged it down the fucking road with this thing. I rounded the corner one early Sunday morning, and I thought I'd been hit by a fucking cannon. This yoke just dropped the fucking rad straight out of the front of the car.
Well, that's essentially what it is, just a fucking...
Yeah, but I don't know, did you ever meet a guy called Paul Crowley? He's a comedian from Cork, and he was telling me a story. His uncle lost a leg as a result of one, hitting him in the shin. His uncle lost his fucking leg from one of these yokes. He was standing on a corner of a road, being a spectator, and this thing going, ping, 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 hit his fucking leg, good night and thanks. Shattered it so bad. Probably got went on the beer and I got gangrene. Lost his fucking leg as a result of his fucking...
You know, he had diabetes, but then, then hit him like, let me stop this and we'll come back in just 2 seconds. And we're back, folks. Slagging off cultures. Which we do best.
Which is fine for me to say. Well, I'm living in the countryside now again. Back in the country.
And I'm annoyed, but we didn't get down to your last fucking barbecue.
You had your sister's birthday or something, had you?
Yeah, which I mean, it shows how good a fucking person I am that I had to basically be told about it. Like,
yeah, oh yeah, no, that's totally understandable.
What time are you going to, what was the fucking restaurant? Scalini's or something? And I was like, what? Oh yeah, we're all getting together for Rachel's birthday. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, yeah. But listen, it's fine to remember shit when you, I'm convinced of this, right? Well, maybe it's dementia setting in or whatever because I keep on forgetting shit. But if you work for yourself, which i.e. means you got about 20 cunts to keep happy,
yep,
you're going to forget shit. But if all you have to do is turn up to work
at
9 to 5 and you're just dialing it in on a daily basis and checking Facebook fucking every 25
seconds.
Here's
the trade-off, though. You don't get, there's no stress. You basically on a Sunday go, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. And you go to work.
Mm.
My sister on the phone to me today told me that sometimes she just plans holidays that she's not even going on. She goes, just say I wanted to go to Amsterdam next year. I was just pricing the flights and the hotel and all just to see how much it would roughly be and what there is to do. And I was like, why? Just to kill a couple of hours in work. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, somebody's paying. Imagine that. Imagine employing people doing that.
But the trade-off is, all those people that just, they have a regular job. For the most part, if you meet them, they're like talking about some shit you don't care about.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah, and I know comedians get together and talk about comedy, and it can be boring as fuck, but there's nothing worse than someone being like, oh yeah, fucking Brian there at the office was thinking of moving, but they upped his contract there to fucking... And you're just like, hey, let me stop you right... I can start doing that now. Just go, let me stop you right there.
Or just a
no reason. Just let me stop you right there, and then that's.
We had relatives over because we had a family funeral last week, but we had relatives over who live as far away as London. Can you believe? So far, and I think I've seen them once since I was four, and they're quite close relations, but they're just fucking. They're so insular. You know what I mean? And the dude was just talking away, and you're going. You do have an interesting job. He's in academics, like. Let's talk about that somewhat because I don't know anything about Kenyan fucking agriculture. Let's talk about it now. He's like, I mean, the weather, it blows, and there's times, of course, when you're... And I heard a song the other day and I was wondering to myself, was that Leonard Cohen wrote that? And all I wanted to do is go, this would be really inappropriate to force your face into that fucking dinner of chicken, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, come on, you don't have to be boring, like.
Yeah.
Nobody he didn't care what he was saying. You could tell he didn't. He was just doing it to fill dead air, like.
And you're surprised because there's some people where you're like, these people should be interesting, and then there's other people like, you do prejudge, and like, Maureen has, her uncle has a load of very rich mates, and they live in the south of England and all this shit. And you would imagine, as a bunch of Irish ones going over, like we're going to be trying to have a bit of crack here, and these ones are going to be fucking dull as shit. And they're mad crack.
Are they self-made rich?
No, I think one of them's like just took over the family business. But they're a bunch of they're all headers. Like they're just fucking nuts,
right?
And they'll go on booze runs. They do stuff that I would do if I was fucking minted, which is just like, I have a mate that's got a yacht, and we're gonna go to Cannes and just pick up a load of booze. No fucking bother.
Like, grand job. Drive on horse.
Learn how to fuck. Turn his fucking yacht.
Put a trailer on her, sir.
Where's the fucking fuel cap in this bottle?
ID. Come here. But
is it on the left or the right?
Huh? I'm stopping for red diesel. I'm dipping your foot for red diesel. Red diesel. Because this is the thing, and I got caught rotten the other day. And I don't know why it's okay to be kind of racist towards Asian people and how they speak. But there was, but it seems to be. I think because they've always kind of done quite well for themselves. Anyway, they probably go laugh at us too, like, and how we pronounce our R's real heavy, like. But I was walking.
Everybody laughs at everybody. That's the thing.
And that's what's healthy, I think.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was walking past a place in Bray the other day, and it was called Elegant Nails,
right?
And it was all Korean ladies working in there. And
that's a fucking mouthful for
And all I found myself singing a song. I was walking past the place. I don't know what. This is the age I am where I just go, I'm going to say inappropriate shit in public. And I'm walking past and all I can find myself going, Eriganeers, Eriganeers. I closed my eyes and everything. To the point where I walked into a pillar and these two fucking Korean women were smoking fags out the front looking at me going, ah, cunt. They probably have strong Bray accents too though.
Oh yeah.
But I was actually audible. You could hear me across the car park going, Eriganeers, Eriganeers.
Yeah, it's
what's
just
wrong
it's,
with me?
Nothing. Okay. I mean, it's honestly, it's like it just happens everywhere. I think it's just it's that punching down thing. It's like
yeah,
everyone thinks, oh, you can't fucking slag those people because it's your country and they're. But like, I was at a wedding and the girl was Maureen's cousin is from like fucking Tyrone, and her husband's from Cork. You probably met them, Anya and Kieran, at our wedding.
I did, yeah.
But all his mates were like, oh, these boys are fucking whatever. And I was like, don't you fucking start on accents.
Oh, Jesus.
You sound like you're fucking... You sound like someone's giving a blowjob in your mouth. That's what it sounds like. And you're slagging off fucking everyone else.
I was actually talking to you at your wedding. Because, you know, you rarely meet just one bloke living... I says, how do you find it? He goes, can I tell you the truth? I went, you can. It was weird at first. I was like, what was weird? All these white people, what's the story? He was like, I know, it was small things like. And then he walked away and didn't, now he'd had a skin full of beer on. Like,
no doubt.
Didn't tell me the small things. I'm like, what? You can't walk away at that moment and not tell me about the small things. But it was the way he looked over his shoulder like, there's something heavy coming here. He's just weird like. So, Okay, we're going to leave it at that, are we? And you're just going to walk away as I stand here. And then Shane Todd came over and smacked me on the arse. So I was like, all right, story on.
And Shane was being paid to do that at my wedding, you know?
To smack people in the hole.
Yeah, if anyone's looking down, just walk around slapping them.
There you go. It worked. It fucking worked. I didn't get half as hammered as I thought. No, I got hammered, but I thought I'd be in a worse state at your wedding. We had a go. For some reason, there was. See, the chats were good, so you weren't just guzzling pints for the sake of it. Yeah, I think that was it, too.
Yeah, and, you know,
I devoured a lot of your cheese. A lot of your cheese.
Well, I missed the cheese, so have at it. I missed a lot of shit. And I can honestly say, because I went to my sister's wedding shortly after we came back from honeymoon, and the vibes were completely different. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you stood up, which I did a few times, and just looked across the floor in that marquee at ours, it was buzzing. You know, everyone was fucking shouting, drinking, and talking shit, and everyone was in party mode. Like.
Yeah.
So I did enjoy that, but then the thing was, you do miss, like I talked a lot of shit to a lot of people, and then at one stage Mickey got me like some nice whiskey, and I just went in the kitchen and poured a fucking like, literally a cup of whiskey just to fucking try and kick me on a bit, like
yeah, but because it was the same at ours, like, and like the stories I've heard back, the crack that people had, and because we matched them up quite well, people sitting at the right tables, as you do, like, or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
The fucking day flies by in you. Holy Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it flies by, but it feels like it's 72 hours long.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
One day feels...
But so much shit comes on, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if it was the redesign of wedding day, there's a few things I would just fucking take out. Just
that weren't needed, yeah.
Yeah, just I feel like... I don't know, I feel like... Maybe the way we did it, I honestly feel like speeches and stuff should have been done at the ceremony.
That's what we did with ours was, that was my one thing, because I didn't know if they were going to go good, bad or indifferent. And you see, at least you know, you'd lads, you comedians, I had cut it down to my owl lad, me and her owl lad. And I said, you've got 5 minutes each. And we're having it at the drinks reception immediately after the ceremony.
Yeah.
At the drinks reception. We're going to do it at the base of the stairs.
I've seen people do that. With
it was amazing. My old lad went up. He was like, he was willing, after winning the All-Ireland, he went up and goes, hello, fair play to Ollie. Lovely to have you on board. Thank you very much for showing up. Now, look. And that was it. I pretty much went up and just said, yeah, sound, get to the bar. Her old lad, now he had a nice one, but it did. 4 minutes, 30 seconds, came in, boom. On with the fucking band.
You see, I had major fucking, like, I was feeling weird about the speech, because I think Maureen had been talking to her cousin or something. She was like, oh yeah, speeches are funny and all. She goes, but Colin didn't talk much about you yourself. And I was like, I was freaking out, because I give Maureen like some jewelry in the morning, wrote a lovely big letter that took me ages just to fucking try and
what be lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I mean? You don't want to just ramble this. You don't want to write. You know, I would be nothing without you. You know all the real boring shit that you see. Why does it, that annoys the
you
fuck out of
me?
I don't know how many like, you know, it's the thing to do to put out like a short version of your wedding.
Mm.
You know, excuse me. And the thing to do.
What do you mean in video form?
Yeah, and what they do is they have this the best or the groom's speech playing with some piano music and a load of highlights. And every groom sounds like he's about to fucking kill himself before he meets this girl.
Mine would be over in 45 seconds if that's the case.
So it's literally like, you know, all this shit was like, you know, you're the light of my life and I don't know if I could wake up every day if I didn't see your face. And you're like, what were you going to do if you hadn't married this girl? Just fucking dive under a train?
The other thing for us too is we speak for a fucking living publicly, like, I suppose. And I might, quite literally, I was going, nobody came here to hear it's gone waffle. You know, that kind of way. And I suppose it's,
yeah,
you know, lads don't know what to be fucking doing with themselves either. Sure, they don't. Like, you're going, you know, you might have written something, but if it's your first time standing up in public, I can only imagine the pants you're going to be. Like, you, I'd say you looked fucking ashen-faced when you stood up.
You know? Yeah. Well, it was absolutely dying with a hangover, but like...
Did you know your mother-in-law was going to fucking roast like nobody I've ever seen roast before? Jesus Christ, she roasted like...
She did.
She's like fucking Jeff Ross.
I was just like, all I would have... The only thing I would have said to her is, you know, if you're going to dish out that much shit, you got to get out of the seat. You know what I mean? You got to stand up.
Oh, yeah. She did it from the seat.
She did
looking
away from everybody. I was like, that's disrespectful. You know, that's
maybe that's how much of a badass she is. She goes, I'm on my property.
Well, that's exactly, you know? Well, that's exactly why you can't argue with her.
No, you can't. No.
She'd be like, fuck off then. Take this tent, you bastard.
But we got in. We didn't want a long our video. I don't know how long it actually is. I think it's only about 10 minutes anyway. In total, because we got a woman in, she does music festivals.
Yeah.
That's what she did. She's picked up the fucking vibe and
that's the
horsed
same.
On.
That's the same. Like, I edited like a short version, and that's what that's like. Just nice song and fucking whatever. But yeah, people get a bit fucking out of hand with it. Like, we're still waiting on our photos.
Ah, come here. Sure, we could order our photos, but we thought, it'll be maybe 200 and we'll pick fucking whatever, 80 pictures or 60 pictures, whatever it is out of it. 910 pictures came back.
Oh, yeah.
He said, pick fucking your favorite 60 or whatever. I'm like, oh, my fuck. And we still, this is over a year later, we still have gone,
yeah, because
it gives me the willies.
I think what we're doing is you get given all of the photos, all the good photos, and then you don't have to, but we're going to get the album done, which is about 400 quid.
I know.
But I think you got to do it for the grannies and all. You know what I mean? You got to take them.
I know
out
my
something.
Mother's going to shit her pants when she sees it.
Yeah. So
Italian leather bound.
It looks like a fucking paving stone. It's like huge. But like, got to get that done. But still waiting. Still nothing. You know, because you forget. You almost forget you got married because you're like, oh, when's. You sit there and you're like, oh, when are those fucking photos out?
Yeah. Because
normally there's the process of like, oh, here's all the drippy fucking photos from the day.
We've gotten all the photos. We just haven't even fucking picked it. That's trying to get around, because there's no pressure on you.
But you know what
it.
You need for that? You need someone else to pick it.
Totally.
Because go like, I like that one. I like that. It's like editing your own work. It's hard.
But to be fair, we showed it to both the parents in law, and like they all went, oh, they're all lovely. We're like, that's no help.
Yeah.
That's no. Tell us some are shit.
Yeah.
You know.
you need like a fucking a new set of eyes on it. Just
bring in
like,
some randomer. Bring in that Asian cop. What do you think of that?
Disgusting.
Were you pissing your pants right then?
Yeah.
Were you pissing?
Tom, you know, lose weight for wedding. No. what sort of suit did you wear in your wedding? Like a tweed number? Did
I went for the country gent.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I was going to go... Well, for your wedding, I went fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. The fucking camo
the
jacket.
Camo jacket.
There was, do you know what?
There were some classy jackets around that fucking
wedding. When I came down from the fucking... down from the house, I was like, there's about... I can already see about 8 suits that are way cooler than mine.
Your man fucking Julio Chavez fucking Rodriguez, who isn't actually... Who was actually Irish, that was playing... The Whatchamacallit was wearing probably the greatest jacket and shirt combo. That, not one person...
Oh, from the band?
Yeah, one other person in that entire party could have worn what he was wearing, though.
No,
there's stuff that is specifically for a man that looks like that. Like,
I think he's a big fan of Prince, and he...
I'd say Prince would be a big fan of him.
He looks exactly like... Yeah, he looks like the White Prince. He was wearing a fucking lace shirt and a sequined jacket.
No, do you know what? A little skinny moustache, bit of a Jerry curl, and he could be Prince.
He could have fucked anyone that he wanted.
Man, woman, or child.
Yeah, and dudes would have been like, oh, fuck, all right, no sweat, mate. Like, just pull
he
my
was just that... Yeah, he was the.
Certain guys.
Haley's Comet of a fucking person.
There's certain guys, right? And I always think, like, the guy, he's sexy as fuck. But there's certain guys I've seen that are real good looking people where I'm like, if you weren't 5'7 and you were 6'4, there wouldn't be a scrap of puss in this fucking country. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a few. I've seen a few people where it's just like, thank fuck you're shorter than. You know what I mean?
If
you were like a big dude, you would be murdering Fanny.
Yeah, because there'd be absolutely no threat of anything.
Like the guy that did that wee tattoo on my arm.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Go away.
But very. Go away.
Go away.
But real small.
I was very interested in that moment for some reason. Go away. Jeez.
Talk to me.
For fuck's sake.
But that. Yeah, literally fucking hiya.
How's it going?
But yeah, you're just like fucking thank Christ you're not, you know, like the build of a rugby player.
I suppose the only thing is what threat is you only want the scraps. You know, you just leave you something. Don't demolish everything. Because even every fella's gonna get sick of the sight of it after a while.
I know, but I feel like he would be like, you know, like
Kim, them fellas are normally gay.
Like Kim.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like there was a fella on set the other day and he was
the guys you're like, what's this guy's too good looking, what's wrong with him?
And yeah, like, oh, this guy was an assistant director the other day and he was, Jesus, he was a unit. We're talking, he was 6'3", 6'4", fucking shoulders looked like he'd left a fucking brush handle in his fucking, just massive unit. I'm going, fuck, just, you know, big fucker. Aye. Like. And he came through the door and he comes over and he puts his hand on my back. He's like, how's it going? I went, all right. That was not the voice. And he says, so, we're just going to take you through from makeup there, Tom, if that's okay. Yeah. And this is 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh, right. So you're going to show me to the lady that's going to do my makeup is what I'm thinking. No.
No, he's doing the makeup.
By God. And he was good. He was fucking knew his way around my face, I can tell you. It wasn't his first time buttering up a man's puss.
Big old hands on your face.
Oh, no, he was very gentle. Yeah. Very gentle. But the other side of it, too, is, I mean,
it's weird, like, do you know what's weird? I've had Maureen do my makeup for, like, videos and stuff for the crack. And just the way she's all in your face, and I'm like, thank God you don't do this on dudes, like.
Oh, yeah. Because
I would fucking just straight up.
Yeah, way too much intimacy altogether, like, way too much, like, do you know? But I mean,
she's doing my eyes, and I'm like, it's gone. Sort of relationship we have.
Just every so often, you just, I think I love you.
Yeah.
Just into it. Oh, sorry, no. But then, you see, you get the other ones, like, Maureen's young, she's enthusiastic. You don't know, like, Maureen could end up, you know, in her 60s if she's doing it, going, oh, you know what, here you fucking go, you cunt. Like, she's into it now. But, like, there was another woman.
But she's not, though. She's 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Oh, is she? Yeah. All right.
Maureen would be better suited being, like, a fucking.
But she's good at it, though.
Oh, she's very good at it.
Because you see some ones and they're putting it up going, like they did makeup and stuff and going, oh, Jesus, who did that?
No, she's definitely, you know, but she went like from, you know, like, I wonder should I do this to like pretty much elite level in like 2 years pretty much. So she just decided to do it and then was doing it full time on her own.
Are we right in the middle of the 6 o'clock shift kicking in, are we?
No,
how are you girls?
Just zero fucking. I tell you what I'll do. I'll hit some motherfucking questions.
Okay.
Before these couple of minutes run out. We'll hit some fucking questions here.
Questions.
There's not many of them because when we put it up. Have you ever played Fortnite? You big gamer? Tom or nah?
Why did I only see somebody sent me on this today about Fortnite? Like somebody looking for a library thing or something. What is Fortnite?
It's just a game. But it's one of those like lose your life, pretend you're a fucking pixie for a month.
Oh, I'll tell you a good one about this. A mate of mine used to, his missus was, she worked for this big accountancy firm, and they would have like teams of people, like you'd have maybe a dozen people working under you or whatever. And this one girl, she was Italian, right, that's working there, and she had to, they noticed she was starting to look really disheveled coming to work. Like, fuck me, what's she going through hard times, whatever, she's making a good living, like, but going, what the fuck, hair all fucked up, smelling like fucking ass, like, just. They couldn't work it out. Nobody wanted to say, like, to the point that if you'd know if she'd sat on your office chair, like, the smell of just dirty genge and fucking, like, just weeping. Everything was weeping. You know what I mean? You're going,
like,
oh.
Mickey Bartlett. It's like a fucking, like, a wound dressing all the time.
Yeah, quite literally, yeah. But but as it turned out, she was deep up to her fucking oxters in Second Life.
Right.
So, which is essentially that shit, like, where you just go in slam the door behind you, order a pizza, and lock into this thing like some Black Mirror level fucking...
That's weird.
Just forget the fucking real world and just... Oh, she'd married the whole lot, but she'd spent a fuck... She was spending her whole wages on this fucking shit.
Yeah.
And but to the point that you want to pull her aside and go, look, I don't care what you're doing at home, but you better be fucking washing yourself. Don't be coming in here fucking smelling like fucking... You smell like a fucking drag. Like, and by that, a drag is a great phrase that it's actually used down at Cork because they don't use foxes anymore for the hunt.
Right.
They actually drag the stink of something that smells like a dead fox. They drag it for miles and miles throughout the countryside so the hounds chase it. So if you smell like a fucking drag, not RuPaul, but although he probably smells like fucking...
It probably smells smegma. Great.
Probably smells like smegma and love.
Don't, yeah. Don't smell his fingers, certainly, but like he might be wearing a nice perfume. He used to be a teacher in our school, would fucking basically like tie some sort of fox fur on him, and he was a cross-country runner, and he would run, and they would do full...
Oh, he was full the fucking fox.
Full hunt, yeah.
Maybe that's how it's done. I thought just thought they some fella in a four-wheeler would just fucking go tearing across the countryside.
Nah, and this guy, I mean, he definitely
how
seen
the
it.
Fuck did he get that gig? Like,
don't know, but they, I mean, obviously he's set
up.
Way
you like running across fields. I have an idea.
But he would just turn up at school with fucking, I definitely seen his ball bag more than once. Just in, you know, those running shorts that are like,
like
a fucking silk hanky.
That was the last time I ever did athletics, was when I exposed myself to half my school by accident.
I wasn't
bad at sprinting, right? I was a fast little bullet, right? But one time they asked me to do the long jump. And I pegged, and I'd had two runs at it and had to practice and went, okay, let's measure this one. So let's go. Let's do this, Tom. You fucking got this, Tom. Off I went. And all of a sudden, like, there was teachers, fucking students all down the side of the long jump track. And I could just feel the fucking wanger go out one side, the fucking berries go out the other. And I could feel them banging back and forth. And I just had to fucking pull up and pretend like I'd pulled a fucking hammy or something. And I was down on my knees as I'm trying to tuck my fucking garbage back into the fucking, stuff it back in any which way. And it was just wouldn't go. It was like all the blood was in it and it was thick. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? You're just trying to, it's like trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube kind of a scenario.
Yeah.
So they were over going, fuck, you all right, Tom? And it was... One of the teachers who only said it to me about fucking 10 years after leaving school, he said, will I ever forget the day you're fucking cock and balls? Because I thought I'd spooled them all. And he said it to me in a pub. He goes, well, I still to this day, since we laugh about it, he said, you are going fucking gusto with a big serious face in you. And there was your fucking wang hanging out one side and your balls hanging out the other. It was just...
That fucking... I love that. That's so funny.
And of course, nobody could look because I was like 16.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally underage. You know, if they, hey, go on the fuck. You know, you can't.
Everyone's
yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then at least I did them the justice of going down and pretending like they're like, yeah, get some ice for his hammy there. Cock. Just falling out the fucking side.
I've seen a fucking I remember playing a rugby match once and trying to clear, like, just drive over a rock and look down. And a guy was like this with his fucking full deck of balls out. And then the scrum half came in to like rake the ball out.
Oh, no.
And just stamped. And I couldn't really, I was kind of locked in. So all I could see was, like, it just, you could see the muck off the guy's boot just on his dick, on his balls, and then smashing it in. And then the guy was like, screaming his head off. But a similar thing happened to me. I remember going on a family holiday to Tenerife when I was younger. And I wore these shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And went down a water slide, and whatever angle I hit the water, just, and they ripped clean open.
What, right up your taint, like?
From fucking the hinge end to my fucking asshole. Here's the worst thing. The day before, I'd worn them to, like, we went to the same water park, but I was like, these wee fucking inner pants are grating the dick end off me.
Oh, that mesh shit that's on the inside.
So I cut them out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so when I bust the shorts open, I was just fucking...
Well, you left with just like a short skirt.
Essentially, nah.
Can you imagine Colin Guinness in a short skirt? Nah.
What were the shorts? What did they look like? They were black with flames up them, right? So it looked like I was...
Wow, you're all kinds of pervert right now.
Barbecuing my own dick. But like, it was just like a guy in flame shorts walking around like he'd shit himself, but he was just trying to hide his dick from children. That's what I was more concerned about, is that there was like...
Yeah, you're in a water park. And
yeah,
I was
kids
a child
everywhere.
With other children around me, at least. Jesus.
But then I was a young man with a straying eye, and I seen some other girl in like a white bikini, and you could just see full bush and tits. So I was like, well, if she can get away with it... I'll let the fiery piece out. He's like, but
there was nothing, there was no reaction to seeing that bush, was there?
I was too scared. It was
just, oh, okay,
was,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
in,
yeah,
in passing, like, it was just like,
hello.
Hello.
Hello. Spider legs there.
Hola.
So no, an answer, I don't, I, yeah, Fortnite means 2 weeks to me, for fuck's sake.
There was a guy, who fucking,
the lighting changed there. It's very moody.
Sexy. There was a guy, did you ever hear that NFL Combine?
Yeah, it's where it's anybody
it's,
can go for it.
It's like a sports day for, yeah.
It's ridiculous. You got to cover a 30 in a fucking yeah. 4.85 or something like.
But there was a guy, this huge fucking black dude, massively muscular. Obviously like one of those linesman type yeah. dudes or whatever yeah, the fuck. Yeah. What do you call him? The fucking blocker dude. But he's sprinting, and that was a sight to behold because he's, you know,
25
stone,
fucking,
fucking
cow running just, at you, yeah.
And one of the strides, the fucking like onesie that he was wearing just ripped up the front, and he immediately went, oh, fucking fell right in his front. And he was just like shaking his head, laughing,
I know the
like,
feeling.
Oh my God.
I know the feeling.
And the only shot they had of it was from like a good bit away in front of him. So he was like face forward on the ground.
Don't you dare tell me.
And I swear
me.
To God, as he stood up, it looked like he was wearing, you know, like a fucking judo belt that had, no. That had gathered on the floor as he laid on his belly. And as he was nearly on 2 feet and it was still on the floor. And I was like, it's like I'd hire him purely based on that.
Fucking hell, just a fucking,
I was like, that's why he fell
just
over.
Just a black Pringle tube left on the fucking ground behind him.
It was like a fucking draft excluder. It was just a fucking clunk. It's unbelievable.
It's not true what they say though. It's not true. It's not true.
But yeah, yeah. What else we got here? There's not many. Can you do some more videos? No. How do you feel about Woodley versus Till? Do you watch any UFC stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your man Woodley's boring as fuck. He's a fucking, again, a genetic freak though, but I mean,
I think it's just once people get that belt, they just become safe. You just want
to
win.
But it doesn't seem to, it's like, it's weird. It doesn't feel like the way that the title's in it, they change hands so fucking quickly and everything. It's like, does it even matter if you have a belt?
No.
Nate Diaz will make more than almost everybody else because he's a mad cunt.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter now. All you want.
It doesn't feel like somebody's won a championship. You know, like a tournament, no. Like K1 tournament, whatever. You got to fight all fucking night or all week to fucking, you know.
Yeah, it's just fucking.
Does it really fucking matter? And every fight, every card is the best card they've ever had. You're like,
I almost feel like there should be like a fucking league. There kind of is. Do you know where you've just got this pool of like the elite fighters, and then one of them gets relegated if someone beats the next contender.
Yeah, but there's nothing concrete. I think there should be something, you know, in stone. Go where? Here's first division, second division.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, the likes of Bellator will feed them.
Yeah,
you know,
but then some of the best fighters in the world are in Bellator.
It's true. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Rory and Donald and all are better than everybody, and
they're in
Bellator because they get paid more money. I don't know. It'd be weird. Your man Till is like, if he wasn't a fighter, he'd without a doubt be in fucking jail. Like,
I'm interviewing.
He's a mad cunt.
Did you ever see? Johnny Phillips, Welsh fella. Mad guy. He hits like some fucking horse. Holy fuck, you should look him up. He's
MMA fighter?
Yeah, very. He's out of SBG. He was asked to come over to SBG, but like he said it himself. I was just briefly talking to him, like, and he was saying, I'm telling you now, it's his great story, like, how he's, in Wales, it's the same as in America. You can just be held on suspicion in 6 months of committing a crime in jail. They just hold you in jail until you're proven innocent, like, and that fucking happened to him, like, but yeah. So he's just like, oh yeah. And then your man, he actually won a tournament and beat the fuck out of your man Ward, you know, your man Charlie Ward,
uh-huh,
and a couple of other fellas in the tournament. And it was the following morning, John Kavanagh said, yeah, you need to be coming over to Ireland.
Yeah.
Come on. We've got a serious gym over here. And when he did, like, he just lit it up. He was after making the UFC now, right? But he's, ooh, I don't know, is he light heavyweight, but you wanna see how he hits. Oh,
scary.
Oh, it looks like somebody's swinging a 12-pound sledge. You know, like the, like when you look at McGregor, you're like, oh, that's a claw hammer. That's definitely a claw hammer. It's right, bing, on the fucking... But this fella looks like a fucking sledge is hitting fellas, like lifting him out of it. Like,
even if he just clipped you, you're dead.
Oh, dirty. Like the last fella he knocked out, he only grazed him. But your man was just... off, oh, yeah. Oh, he was fucking good night, thanks. It was...
It's unbelievable.
So but he's a very funny cunt, so I think it'll be an interesting podcast. Like, I had Will Flory on as well, who's after signing to Bellator. And Will's a mad cunt.
Yeah.
And he's a mad story. He hasn't come from any harsh background or anything. His family, like, were well-to-do antique dealers.
Yeah.
But just love fucking baiting lads. Turns out, and he's quite good at it, so...
Yeah, you do get the odd one where they're, like, the fucking... the posh guy who just likes fighting, and you're like, he's almost scarier. because he's just a psycho.
Yeah. Here's the thing, McGregor, with this whole mean streets of fucking Crumlin, where and all, he went to a fee-paying fucking Gaelscoil.
Yeah.
He's a Gaelgor. He speaks Irish fluently.
Yeah.
And it's a fee-paying secondary school he went to.
Yeah.
Not no fucking school ahead, Knox and all the
but
rest
you can almost
of
tell, like his he might have hung out in some fucking dodgy spots, but when you hear his dad and all, he's like...
Yeah.
Going on about his fucking Hugo Boss jacket and all, you see that?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is he tongue-in-cheek taking the piss, like? He surely is, see?
Yeah, but I think he was basically just going, check out this jacket.
Oh, right, but you saw the one where he was giving out about the change he got back off the watch, McCall. Surely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a dreadful joke, if it was a joke, but it was like, okay, fair enough. But people were going, oh my God, is he really... No, he's not. He can't possibly be fucking serious that he was cribbing about that he couldn't fit the change into his jacket.
In his Hugo Boss jacket, yeah. Just get a fucking bum bag.
But it's hard to overlook, like, it'd be hard to beat Till or Woodley right now knowing what's fucking coming in a month's time. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to promote that fight when everybody's going to go, well, we know what's happening in October and what everybody's going to be watching, like, you know.
But it's weird, though, because I can't even get excited about it. I'm just like, when I'm sitting there with a beer and they're about to fucking ring the bell, I'll get excited.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much shite talked, like, but I don't know. Anyway, I think we're going to have to wrap this up because this is going to die. Famous last words. We've lost the video, but
we
still got the audio.
And it sounds like the 6 o'clock shift are really kicking into gear over there, too.
Yeah, and
there's more for just being turned on.
We've noodles to go eat or something. Anyway. We've
noodles.
I will cut it off here to fuck.
Yeah, we'll cut it off to fuck. What have we done? 45 minutes? Oh, here's the last of now.
No, we've done an hour, I think. Trees. Aye, fuck it. We'll knock it in the head. We'll go get some goddamn comment on this bitch.
There you go.
That is fucked up.
Lovely being back on the Jenner Bender podcast. Jenner Bender podcast. Arrogant Nairs.
Of course.
Arrogant Nairs.
Well, now I know what the name of the episode's going to be called.
There you go. Arrogant Nairs.
I'm going to have to do a couple of runs at spelling that too. But anyway, cheers for being on the podcast,
Thank
Tom.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
See you next time.